Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Instead of being out there on the stump or tending to his business empire, former President Trump is back in a New York City courtroom this morning, the second day of jury selection for his criminal trial, and the presiding judge has ordered him to be there every day court is in session. Mr. Trump says it's increasingly clear the whole thing is a politically inspired charade.
If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
The case focuses on a routine non-disclosure agreement. Mr. Trump says it was documented as a legal expense and did not come from campaign funds. House Speaker Mike Johnson looking at holding separate votes on aid for Israel, aid for Ukraine, and for Taiwan.
We laid out the plan on how to finally address the supplemental situation. There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us to see how we react.
Still not clear exactly how or just when Israel will retaliate for Iran's missile and drone attack.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says whether or how to respond is Israel's decision to make.
We are not involved in their decision-making process about a potential response.
Kirby reiterates that the United States does not seek a war with Iran and does not want tensions to escalate in the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
From New York to San Francisco to Miami, Chicago, Eugene, Oregon, anti-Israel protesters blocked busy highways and bridges all across the country yesterday. Air travel disrupted as well. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading 44 points higher, while the Nasdaq is down 37 points and the S&P 15 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Interest rates, the highest they've been since the Great Recession in 2008, but Las Vegas mortgage experts say it's a bit more complicated when trying to explain why monthly mortgage payments are as high as they are right now. Some look to the federal funds rate, which sets the rate at which banks lend money to each other, but that number, experts say, is not the actual standard setter when it comes to mortgage rates. Experts say inflation has the biggest impact on mortgage rates since mortgage bonds pay investors a fixed rate of return, which, over time, gets eroded by inflation. The current average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, that's the standard mortgage for a single-family home these days, is at 6.8%. That's the highest it's been in 22 years. Visitors to Las Vegas often amazed at how large strip casinos are, begging the question, which one's the biggest? Going off of basic square footage, the Nevada Gaming Control Board reports that Wynn Las Vegas has the largest casino, measuring 191,400 square feet. The next biggest strip casino floor, the MGM Grand, at 156,000. That's a very distant second. When it's not size, but the number of slot machines that matter, you need to visit a locals casino, Red Rock, which at last count at 2,645 machines. And players that love the energy of a crowded casino pit, they should check out the Venetian, which boasts 251 table games. Tickets for the Golden Knights Stanley Cup playoffs first round series, they're on sale today. The defending Stanley Cup champs clinched a playoff spot with a 7-2 victory over Minnesota this past Friday night over at T-Mobile Arena. You can buy the tickets by going online to VegasGoldenKnights.com. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, a lot more problems off the freeways than on right now. In fact, no accidents being reported on the highways. You got one on the west east side of town, rather, at Flamingo and Boulder Highway in Henderson. Still have that traffic jam on eastern southbound approaching St. Rose Parkway due to an earlier accident. Eastern southbound again before St. Rose. Summerlin, a bad one there, has a road closed there on Rampart northbound between Lake Mead Boulevard and Cheyenne. This is close to Del Webb Boulevard. Rampart northbound most affected there approaching Cheyenne. Sunny and warm today. Light breezes, less than 10 miles per hour. Afternoon temperatures expected to rise into the low to mid 80s. It's 59 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce right. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day, everything you're going to need, news, weather, traffic, sports, we've got it all in one wonderful package. Joining us now, always good to have him on, my buddy Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He's a candidate for Congress in CD1, and he joins us. Ron, good morning. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Kevin.
I know that the big news over the last few days has come out of Israel, where Iran attacked Israel with over 300 drones and missiles. Your impressions, this is something you're going to have to deal with when you get to D.C., when you get to Washington. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about what went down over the weekend, in particular 300 drones or missiles being aimed at Israel?
Well, Kevin, thankfully Israel has a sophisticated anti-weapon and intercepted those that actually launch. And, you know, I agree with many of our congressional Republican leaders who are taking stance that they are supporting any decision that Israel makes in light of the Iranian attack. But, Kevin, I am watching every move that Dina makes. She's my target, and now I am running as a nonpartisan. I am going to inform the voters of her every move for the next 9 months. You know, if we can look at how the way she voted yesterday, you know, she voted a lot of, I would probably say, she didn't even vote at all. H.R. 5921, you know, we have 206 Republican voted yeah. And then, of course, she has a bill, H.R. 5923. She didn't vote it as well. And 6408, she didn't vote it. So what happened? This is
what are we paying? Whoa, 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 whoa. What are we paying her for if she's not voting?
Absolutely. I don't know. And this is the example of telling people, kind of like encouraging our voters not to vote. Because if our congresswoman is not voting, why would I vote? If I, you know, since I live in the district. So technically, we're not getting any representation. In my understanding, people voted her so she can represent the constituents in District 1. But it doesn't look like she's even showing up at all.
Let me just ask you.
Clearly, the fact. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Clearly, this is the fact that she appears to be sided with the anti-Israel faction. And this is just unacceptable. Israel's our ally, and we need to support them.
You have seen, just in the last 24 hours, the anti-Israel protests at the Golden Gate Bridge. It shut it down for a number of hours yesterday. We've seen it in major blue cities, Chicago, New York, other cities around the country. What do you make of this? And I know we all defend the right to protest, but should you be able to stop traffic on a major throughway like the Golden Gate Bridge?
Well, the problem about that is, of course, like, you know, you have a right to protest, but sometimes you need to protest in the right way. And having, you know, the anti-Israel slogan, this creates anti-Semitism to people, like, you know, especially the people of Israel. And that's not what America is all about. You know, the United States Constitution protects every single one of us to have the right for freedom of speech. But when you start hurting people and causing problem, and not only that, it's like creating an anti-Semitism to other race. I don't think it's an acceptable, you know, that it's not acceptable at all. And we, as a congressman, we need to set by example. But my friend Dina Titus here does not set an example at all, because she doesn't vote with any of the sanctions that we're putting to Iran.
You are running as an independent, and you are going right to the general election on November 5th. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing between now and then, with no primary to deal with? What are you going to be doing between now and November 5th?
Well, right now I'm campaigning heavily, because especially in the general election, it's an open match. You know, there's no everybody have a right to vote for you in the general election. And of course, I'm educating people now that we must begin to govern from place of policy over party. You know, Israel's our ally. You know, they're a democracy. I think it's a good policy for the U.S. to stand with our allies. And I have, you know, I would have voted with all these bills that Dina Titus has not voted. And one of the things that I'm educating our voters is, hey, once I became your congressman, since you elected me in that position, I will not, you know, just not to vote. I will be there, vote, and make sure that your voice are heard, because that's what you elected me for.
Again, joining us, Ron Quince, running for Congress, trying to unseat Dina Titus. What else has Dina Titus done that at least in your view, means that she should not be coming back in January?
Well, let's ask the man and woman that works in the service industry. Yesterday was the last day for filing. You know, Dina Taxes, like what some people called her, she's the one that imposed taxing on our service workers' tips, which is in Nevada, that's big, because our, you know, our service workers here, you know, work with the tips. And they're getting taxed like there's no tomorrow. You know, back then you just, you know, you can just report a certain amount of money. But now, of course, with Dina Titus, you have to report every single tips that you made. And especially with the tip industry that we have here, because we're a service industry, that's one of the things that, you know, the people are going to remember her. Because yesterday they filed their taxes, or some of them probably filed extension. When they see how much money they're going to pay the IRS, I hope they remember that Dina Titus is the one that created that.
Again, joining us, Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, running for Congress in CD1. What is it that your campaign needs right now today?
Well, right now, I want all my constituents to never stop believing in America, because I believe in America and I believe in you. You need a candidate that believes in policy over party, because you deserve better. In Nevada, every voice matters. So I humbly ask for your vote this coming election, November 5th, okay? If you want to volunteer or donate, please visit my website, quincefornevada.com. Follow me on social media, and let's fix things. And I'm going to be a guest ice cream scooper between 5 to 9 at Ben & Jerry's here at the district. So, you know, you can bring the kiddo, say hi, and, you know, have a good time.
And that's a fun event, and there are going to be a lot of celebrity scoopers. You're not the only one, but you're going to be one of the more fun ones, I think. Hey, you have fun.
I think so. I think it's going to be fun.
And this is the Ben & Jerry's in the district, right?
In the district, yes.
Very good. You have a lot of fun. We will talk again soon, I promise. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great day. And make mine vanilla, please.
You got it, Kevin.
Thank you, man. There you have it. Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, a candidate for Congress in CD1. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. The Trump criminal trial in New York City underway with jury selection. We will bring you the absolute latest on that.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As a mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Marla Letizia is the founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group, and we know her as Nanny Bubby on Instagram and Facebook. You can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com. Let's do a little bit of backtracking here. Can you give us a reminder of the meaning of Long Life Era and exactly how it is defined?
Well, it was my attempt to reframe the word senior citizen, which to me sounds like an end to a journey, and not just an end, but a dead end, in which you're being asked to get into a box, to be stereotyped and objectified in a very negative way, then asked to get that box out of the lane completely, off to the side, and park yourself. People really feel a very negative connotation to senior citizen, and yet when we all feel that negative connotation, we feel it, but we know in our hearts, our minds, and our souls that we have so much more to give.
Well, how does the long life mindset help to overcome that stereotype?
So the long life mindset is meant to help us remember about our continued life potential. So the mindset is set up that no matter what stereotype you're seeing, it helps you keep it from going deep into your mind, your body, and your soul. And this is the long life mindset, if I can.
Please.
I recognize that living a healthy, long life to 100 years and beyond is entirely possible. I embrace becoming a centenarian is part art and part science, and I believe that from this point forward, I am the artist and scientist of my own long life destiny.
And you can embrace the mindset at longlifemindset.com and on social media. You're invited to join the Long Life Era Community Facebook group.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local for a Tuesday. Dina Titus has got to show up. When she doesn't even show up for work and doesn't vote, what are her constituents to do? The only thing you can do is replace her with somebody that will be there, that will vote. I want to get back to this Israel-Iran conflict. Because Britt Hume is one of the smartest dudes I know of in Washington. He has seen so much. He's the former managing partner of Fox News, and he is essentially a columnist for them now. I want you to hear Britt Hume. This is cut six, as he puts the Iran-Israel conflict in perspective better than anybody I've seen. Here is Britt Hume yesterday on Fox News Channel.
The fact that it failed is something we can all be thankful for, but let's make no mistake about it. If we had proper deterrence in that part of the world from a country as relatively weak, toward a country as relatively weak as Iran, this would not have happened. President Biden's appeal to Iran saying don't, it was not the first time he's used that word, to appeal to an aggressor, Russia being the most spectacular example. Don't, he kept saying. They did. Iran did as well. When you're in a situation with a country like Iran, who is bound and determined, if it can, to destroy Israel, take it off the map, and we are relaxing sanctions and taking other measures which frees up money for them to purchase weapons, it is clear that we're not making a very serious effort toward deterrence. So we can all be grateful that it failed as it did. But the objective has to be a foreign policy against aggressors has got to be effective deterrence, which means they're afraid. I think there's a very good chance that when Iran looks at the United States and its might, it tends to be afraid. Consider what the permanent mission to the UN from Iran said on, I guess it was day before last. It came out and said that the matter can be deemed concluded, indicating this is not the beginning of a series of attacks. And then it later said, it is a conflict between Iran and the rogue Israeli regime from which, and this is now in capital letters, the U.S. must stay away. Well, that doesn't sound like they're confident they could handle the U.S., and they know perfectly well they don't want to get into a confrontation with the U.S. So for us now to be in the face of all that, to telling Israel, now Israel, don't overreact here, I think is an attempt to keep Israel from doing something Israel feels properly it must do. So I think overall that's where we are.
What about the political implications here in the U.S. for President Biden? We see all of these protests around the country. A lot of them are chanting about President Biden and his policies. How do you think the rhetorical walking the line politically is going for this administration and this president?
Well, it hasn't succeeded in tamping down the criticism of the administration, the resistance of the administration, from people who support the Palestinian resistance and support, frankly, Hamas. I think it's a very tiny fraction of our population, our voting population, but there's certainly enough people involved, as today's demonstrations across the country showed, to make the Chicago Democratic Convention in August pretty messy. And I think the administration seems obviously worried about that and is attempting to do what it can to assure everybody that we're trying to restrain Israel, which I think is, strategically probably a mistake, and the kind of thing that makes people in places like Iran think that it's a good time to attack Israel. So I think that on a political level, it's probably not going to make any difference in the United States, and on a geopolitical level, it's a mistake because it emboldens the aggressors, particularly in this case, Iran.
There you have it, Brit Hume, Fox News, smart dude when it comes to politics and obviously sizing up the Israel-Iran war. And let's face it, that's what it is. It is a war between Iran and Israel. It is underway. The last word in this segment, I'm going to give to Judge Jeanine and her reaction to day one of the Trump hush money trial. This was Judge Jeanine yesterday on Fox.
First of all, to go off of what Jonathan Turley was saying, the Department of Justice refused to go forward. The Federal Election Commission refused to go forward. Cy Vance, the DA, refused. Alvin Bragg, the DA, refused. And then Mark Pomerantz, who's a mean-spirited individual, decided to write a book, embarrass Alvin Bragg, and Alvin Bragg then brings the charges. Jonathan's right. This is an expired misdemeanor bootstrapped by a federal crime. We don't know what the federal crime is. I don't know what the bill of particulars says. I don't even know why this thing is going forward. But I want to say something, Dana, that I haven't heard anybody say. I was a DA. And the way you bring and try cases is you try them based upon what should go first. In New York State, and I've spoken to several DAs about this, in New York State, people in jail get a priority in terms of timing. A person who's charged with a violent crime gets a priority. So think about the fact that we are backlogged because of COVID. And I'm not talking about the extension because of COVID of the statute of limitations, but because of the backlog, every major DA's office in New York State is trying cases, violent felony cases from 21 in 2022. They are not trying cases where the defendant is not in jail and where it's not a violent crime. And yet you come to Manhattan, which has four times the caseload of the DAs that I spoke with, and they're taking a case out of order where the defendant is not in jail. It's not a violent crime because they want to make sure that they can parade Donald Trump as a convicted felon in front of the American people. And the idea of a speedy trial is not for the prosecution. It's for the defense. And you couple this with the violation, the discovery violation of 30,000 pages of information that they should have had 6 months to review. They gave him 2 weeks. This is all an effort to make sure that Donald Trump does not run for office in a positive way.
Okay. I said I was going to give the last word to Judge Jeanine. I really want you to hear, though, from the former president, Donald J. Trump. This is cut two. His comments after day one of the New York hush money trial. Here it is.
In addition, as you know, next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court on a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. And we got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the D.A., because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing. Over nothing. Over what people say shouldn't be a trial. So I just want to thank you very much. But that I can't go to my son's graduation, or that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be, it's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
Donald J. Trump yesterday in the bowels of the courtroom, the courthouse, and they're into day two now. And the prosecutors are trying to slap a contempt of court violation on Donald J. Trump, and they want to fine him $3,000. Wow. a guy that came up with $175 million. I think he can come up with $3,000. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet.